They fell in love from a podcast, so they started a podcast. It's your weekly Sappy Hour with goofy banter, meaningful conversations, and relationship advice from the male and female perspective. So let's catch up with the fries. Here are your favorite weirdos, Blair and Luke.
Hello, hello, and hello, everybody.
What's up? And welcome to another episode of Catch Up
with the Fries. I'm Luke.
And I'm Blair.
And it's our last day
in Bali.
What?
Dude.
Makes no sense.
7 weeks has flown by.
I don't even know what happened.
We saw a lot.
We did a lot.
I was about to say that.
Beat you to the punch.
Yeah, it's like we've seen so many things, and yet there's still so much more I think we could have done here.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I feel like you honestly do need 2 full months. Maybe even more. Depending on how you want to go about it,
yeah,
I guess.
I mean,
the fact that we thought coming here for 2 weeks for a honeymoon, we would have not seen anything.
No, I think we would have still seen a lot. We would have just been, you would go nonstop.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, somebody actually messaged me and asked, they were considering coming here for their honeymoon, and they were like, what are your thoughts? And I said, that depends on what kind of honeymoon you're wanting.
Yeah.
If you want to relax, chill, soak up the sun.
Sip some drinks on the beach.
Yeah. I don't think Bali is the place for a honeymoon. If you want to adventure and go, go, go and see some really cool stuff, then I think Bali is the place.
Yeah.
And also I think we're going to get into it. We're going to share all of our final thoughts on Bali. But if you're wanting a fancy, luxurious honeymoon, you know, a lot of people do that. Like, it's your honeymoon. So you're like, let's ball out. Let's, you know, live our best life.
Let it rip.
I also don't feel like Bali is the place, you know, because I don't know. You just have to know what you're getting into before you come, you know?
That's a very good point on how to put it.
And I think a lot of things you see on Instagram, it's the beautiful villas and the cute cafes. And so you kind of get the idea that that's what Bali is. But that's just such a small part of Bali.
Such an Instagram versus reality.
Yeah.
It's such that.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Like here in Canggu, there's so many cute cafes every 5 seconds. There are so many options, but when you're actually out exploring Bali, it's not that at all. Like, it's...
Canggu's such a hub.
Yeah.
It's the hub.
People call it new Bali.
Yeah.
But then once you go to Ubud and up to the north and to the west and wherever you go, it's so different and it's not as luxurious. Sure, you can still find really nice villas, but they're still going to be what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
They're luxurious compared to other villas in Bali,
yeah.
But they're still not it's not going to be a 5-star resort that you get in America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Where it's just sparkling clean. And it's clean, but it's,
there's going to be ants.
It's worn out. Yeah. There might be bugs. So all that to say, if you are fine with that, if you're the adventurous type, 100%.
Yeah.
I think Bali would be an epic spot for a honeymoon.
I agree.
I think it's, you know, you can, because it is more affordable, so you can spend the money to do those kinds of things. You can get a floating breakfast. You can have a romantic dinner. You can get a massage. You can afford to do some of those things, but it's not like going to Aruba where it's actually feels luxurious everywhere, you know?
Well, not everywhere.
Not everywhere,
just
too.
In the resorts. True. It's the same kind of situation to an extent.
Yeah.
Just on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
But no,
anyways.
Bali's fantastic.
Before we get too into things.
What are you thankful for?
Let's start off with a little TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
Woo!
Let's share some gratitude. What are you thankful for this week, Luke?
I have a... more meaningful one and a less meaningful one, but I'm going to do both. But the less meaningful one, but it's still meaningful to me, is I'm thankful for 5-panel hats.
Ooh, yeah.
Because honestly, everywhere I go, I always try to find 5-panel hats. They're like, they have them a lot of places, but they are kind of rare to an extent, especially ones that are super cool.
Yeah, I would not say they have them a lot of places.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that because I don't know what I'm saying. I'm trying to give
credit. It's so rare for you to find them.
Yeah. So, and I just love the way they fit. I love the way they look. And I haven't really found one on this trip yet that I'm like, oh, I need, you know? I have two with me right now. But the other day we were at a cafe with some friends. Blair wasn't with me. She was at another cafe. But either way,
we got in a fight. I'm just kidding. No, I was
not
with
true.
We kind of did girls' day and guys' day to a little bit of an extent.
Yeah. And it's a place called Little Rippers, and it's Kodungu Beach.
It's like 20 minutes from Canggu.
Yeah, a super quiet area, beautiful beach. But this is cool cafe and great food, great coffee. And I look up at the counter, and I'll be darned. I see a 5-panel hat. I'm like, I have my eye on you. So I was like,
and it's a cool hat too. It's got like a surfer. It's
like a child
Ripper.
With a surfboard.
Is it a kid?
Uh huh. The Little Ripper, just fun fact, the Little Ripper is the family who owns the cafe and like the houses and villas there. He's the only boy, so that's why they named it Little Ripper, and it's based off of him.
Oh.
And I saw him in action.
You met the Little Ripper.
I didn't fully, but I saw him pass by.
Well, you saw the Little Ripper.
It was a very special moment for me.
Nice.
You know, got to see a Little Ripper. But yeah, no, it's just I enjoy 5-panel hats, so I'm thankful. I got a new hat. Love it. I'm here for it. Fits great. Feels great. Love 5-panel hats. Thankful for 5-panel hats.
Okay, what's the more serious one?
My meaningful one is just I'm thankful for the relationships that
Don't say at Kokomo.
I mean, just in general, the relationships we've made here in Bali.
Oh, okay.
Just especially in Bali. We've met incredible people that we will keep in touch with and can see doing future things with outside of here. But it's just so crazy that traveling is so awesome and so great, but when it comes down to it and you create a little community in such a short period of time and you have to leave and it's just like, oh, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to give it up. But in those moments, just like super thankful for the awesome relationships that we've had with all our friends and even a cafe with Kokomo that we've talked about. But I feel like Blair has something to say about that. But that's my more meaningful thing is just I'm just thankful for the relationships and friendships, lifelong friendships that we will have coming and leaving from Bali.
Yeah, I think too, Bali has been like, because really we didn't really make, we made one friend in Switzerland. And then Lisbon, we made friends, but I still feel like lives were busier there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like people were working and this. And so we probably only hung out with them like once, twice a week, maybe.
Yeah.
So when you put it in 4 weeks, it's like a handful of times we hung out with them. And like, we obviously loved them so much and it was sad saying bye. Didn't make any friends in Italy. What did we do there?
I don't know, dude.
I mean, I feel like we were busier like traveling within Italy, and like my parents came for a week. But here in Bali, it's like you go to a cafe and work with your friends and then you go to dinner. Like we were with these people so many days, you know, and we were here the longest. We met them our first week here, I think. So it's like 7 weeks where you hang out multiple times a week, you know, like we actually, became really close friends. And so, it's definitely sad to have to leave. And so what I was going to say, I was thankful for was Kokomo because you've seen it on my Instagram story, but it's this cafe here in Canggu. And the food is amazing. It's cute. Great vibes. But Wawi, the owner, and then the two girls that work at the front, they're just the sweetest people. And Wawi just like, not just to us, like people come in all the time and they're like, hey, Wowie. And he's like, hey, like he knows everyone's name. Like he forms relationships with customers. So it's just like had a special place in our heart. And also it was a great spot to work because it was never so busy where it was like, oh, we're like taking up a table. And they had like outlets. So it really was an ideal spot for us to sit all day and work. And it's very affordable. But it's even more sad, like leaving them, like today when we hugged them bye and said bye to the girls. Cause I'm like, I really don't know if I'll ever see them. Like, yeah. I doubt we'll ever see them again.
Yeah.
Even if we come to Bali,
like who knows when that ever will be.
Who knows
honestly.
When that would be. And also like those girls might not be working at Kokomo right. anymore. Like, you know, so that's even just sadder. It's like we have to say bye to so many people, but then saying bye to someone that you know you'll probably never see again in your life.
And you just created such a great relationship with them.
Yeah. And I know like Wowie will message us on Instagram all the time and we'll keep in touch that way, but it's just, I don't know. It's sad.
Yeah. He became kind of like our dad figure of Canggu, of Bali. Like he's like our dad. He's like 60 some years old, retired, and Kokomo is his retirement baby.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we were able to be a part of that experience.
For sure.
But yeah, it was definitely sad. I feel like he was tearing up a little bit, and I felt it when we were leaving. I was like, oh, I don't want to leave you. You're the man.
Today's not, like, a good day to say bye to people because I'm already, like, you talking, I'm going to start crying.
Yeah, we can unpeel that because I don't know.
I'm emotional.
I'm a mess.
I'm a mess. No, I feel like... Oh, man.
It's coming.
Oh. I can't even talk.
I wish I could elaborate, but I don't know what you're going to say, so.
I know. I started crying before we started recording, and Luke was like, why are you crying? And I was like, I don't know. No, I do know, though. Well, one, I think I'm just feeling overwhelmed because we're, like, leaving Bali. Going to Thailand for 10 days. I haven't planned anything. And usually for trips, I like plan everything well in advance. So I feel ready. I feel prepared, but I haven't planned anything. So I just that. But then also I feel like I don't know. I said last week, like I felt overwhelmed, but I think the biggest thing for me is like, I don't care about, like, obviously, yeah, I would love to grow and on my platform and whatever, but like that really isn't the biggest thing for me. Like, I just never want to feel like I'm like, because I really do feel so close to like my followers and our listeners and stuff like that. And I just feel like I've felt so overwhelmed with just how many things I have to do that I've kind of been putting things on the, not on the back burner, but like, just with the podcast, like posting graphics, I told Luke, I don't know why I've just been so bad at like posting graphics lately. And I think that like my biggest things that I just never want to disappoint, like the people that have been there for me from the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it's like, if I don't post for a few days, like, or if I'm bad at DMs, like all I really think about is like the specific people that are always supportive of me. Like I never want them to feel like I'm not there for them too, you know, like I don't want it to ever feel like a one-way street where it's like, oh, I want y'all to like and comment and share my stuff, but then, oh, I'm never gonna reply to you. Like, cause I hate when there's people that work that way, like influencers that just don't really give anything back. And I never want to be that person. And I just feel like I have been that person lately, and I, not on purpose. And I try to reply to DMs, but like, there's only so many I can reply to, like, you know, and I don't know. I just like, I feel like I've thought of specific people lately that I'm like, oh, I haven't talked to them in a while. And then I like start getting upset at myself. Cause I'm like, I just never want my biggest supporters and the girls that support me the most to feel like I'm not thankful for it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
No, I don't think they think that. And again, it's been, but Bali, no, I'm not I'm justifying anything you're saying. I'm just saying, like, Bali has been so different than our whole trip so far.
Yeah.
Like, we literally have done so much. We have not literally, like, as much as we're working on our days off, per se.
It's just, like playing catch-up, I feel like. Catch-up,
because we're all, like, the whole time we were in Bali, we were on to the next trip, on to the next trip. We're scootering around. We're out and about exploring, adventuring. And at the end of the day, we're just exhausted. And, like, even trying to do a little bit sometimes can be tough. But I mean, I can understand where you're coming from and you don't want to let people down. I don't think you are. I think you put too much pressure on yourself for that. But again, I just think Bali has been a different beast than what we've been used to with being, having stuff to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause like in all our other spots, we literally,
we're in like a city. It's like you adventure for like 2 days a week and then we'd work like 5 days a week.
Exactly.
So I actually had time to like do the vlog and do the blog and like kind of do those additional things that aren't necessities, but
right.
I am wanting to do those. And I just haven't had the chance to do any of that. Like literally I feel like my days off, I'm catching up on emails, replying to DMs, editing content. And then we go to a new trip and then it starts all over again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, yeah.
I mean, you got a lot on your plate, girl.
I know, but yeah, I don't know. That's the biggest thing. Like, if I could just, I don't know. And like, there, you know, like I said, it's like there's so many girls that I could literally list out by name that like always are there for me, always support me. And it's like, I wish I could just have like, I mean, I guess I created the Facebook group. I'm like, maybe I go on there and just be like, talk to them there, because sometimes I miss their DMs and then I don't see their, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, it's not a bad idea.
I think I just, yeah.
I mean, you said it. You don't want to disappoint people. You don't want to let them down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's valid. There's
well, like
wrong
when
with
I,
that.
This is going to sound silly, but like when I don't hear from somebody like for a week or so that I'm used to hearing from all the time, I'm like, what did I do? Like, did they, you know, like, have I disappointed them? Like, I don't know. I think I'm just feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, no. And that's, again.
And I think I'm feeling, like, I currently feel overwhelmed. So then the thought of, like, 10 days of nonstop adventure in Thailand where I'm not going to have time to do anything pretty much. Like, we're on vacation, essentially. Then I'm like, oh, I'm just get overwhelmed thinking about how overwhelmed I'm going to be when we're done with that trip, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm just so ready. Like, I'm almost just, like, ready to get to Scotland and, like, breathe.
Dude, same.
And then, like, get waffle.
Yeah.
Like, don't even get me started on that. Yeah.
Let's not go down that train right
again.
Now.
Again.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's just stay on one train. Oh, gosh. Well, that door is just open. The floodgates are open, and here we go. Hop in your log flume. We're going for a ride. Woo!
No, I'm just excited to see it.
Yeah. No, 100%. Me too. I feel you, girl.
But okay. So let's talk about something happy.
We're going to Thailand. I don't know. I mean, I feel like we pretty much hit a lot. I mean, in our past couple of weeks and of podcasting about what we've done in Bali, we really
for
haven't
sure.
done too much. I mean, the coolest thing is that we shot my music video yesterday with Jesse and Seb, and they were our actors, and they crushed it.
It was so fun.
It was so much fun. We had a blast. It took us. We only did it for like 3.5 hours, and we got so much done, and it was just so much fun. And we honestly didn't. I didn't think we were gonna do a music video for it, but then Blair's like, "Oh, why don't we make a music video for Surf Shop?" I'm like,
"Well,
all right,
yeah,
if you want to."
We don't really like. We hadn't talked about making a music video, and it was kind of just like a single. And then I don't even know what was said or what we were doing, but I was just like, man. Because I think I was just thinking about Bali, you know, like the vibes here are awesome. And I was like, man, I wish we would have thought about it sooner and we could have done like an epic music video, like all around Bali, you know, like at, like in Ahmed up north and at Gili, like, you know, like if we had thought about it and we could have filmed like Seb and Jesse, like everywhere we adventured with them.
Right.
could have been so cool. And I was like, man, that would have been awesome. I wish we had thought of that. And then we were like, well, I mean, we do have 2 days left.
Yeah, why don't we just cram everything
why
into
don't we just... I know you have so much on your plate, Blair, so let's shoot a music
let's
video.
Just do that.
No, it was my idea. Because I mean, it's like I've said, like, I love being behind the camera. Like, I think I just enjoy having a vision and seeing it come to life.
Yeah.
And even with my own content, usually that's the case. Like, we get somewhere and I'm like, oh, let's, I have an idea and I'll show Luke and then he'll shoot it. And then, you know, he has ideas of his own. And, but it's just fun to like be creative and be behind the camera. And so I was like, yeah, let's shoot a music video.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause we kind of started talking about it and I was like, I think we could do it. Like, if they're free and if they're down to do it, 'cause Seb, our friend, he used to be like a model actor,
yeah,
that kind of thing. He and now he like hates it. So I was like, should we ask him if he'll be in our music video or will he literally hate his life? But no, they were happy to do it. And it was so fun and so cute. And, even Jesse was like, this is the first time he's like, it really wasn't like acting,
right,
you know, because usually he's pretending to be in love with like a random girl he met 30 minutes ago, you know. So it was fun, like just the two of them, who they actually are in love. And
they have a video forever now.
I know.
They'll play it at their wedding.
I was like, they better get married now or else this is going to be awkward. I'm just kidding. So it was really fun. We shot, and even Luke was like, oh, I love doing behind the scenes and
yeah,
like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, you see, like I do too. Like,
it's amazing.
I love being behind the camera. And I really think my dream would be to travel with a successful, huge content creator and shoot their content.
Yeah.
You know, like I would still get to travel everywhere, experience it, but I don't have to be the one in front of the camera. I can be behind the camera and like be creative.
And
I'd
be behind the scenes of the camera.
Exactly.
I'm a big BTS guy.
Well, and then I was telling Luke, like when we were riding around shooting the video, I was like, because he said that. And I was like, now you see why I love it so much. And I was like, maybe we should create like a production company, or I was like, maybe we'll do wedding films and we'll, what did we say?
Fry films.
But also weddings just terrify me. I was like, I would have to do like a few
pro bono
free ones
for
people that like weren't planning to have a videographer. So it's not like they're counting on me to be their videographer. They're like, oh, I was just going to have a photographer, but sure, if you want to come and shoot video for free, do it. You know, because I just, weddings, it's like, you only have one chance. Like,
and
you better not screw it up.
Yeah, get the layout, what we would like to shoot, what we'd want to shoot. Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
It'd be fun, though.
I
think fried films
weddings,
could be cool.
I love love, and it's kind of, like, I love telling a story, which is what a wedding day is. You know, it's telling the story of two people and their biggest day.
Yeah.
So Fry Films, hire us for your wedding.
Yeah, just let us know. DM us, you know, let us know. We're here for you.
We're going to get DMs. They're going to be like, hey, my wedding's this day. I'm like, nope, sorry, can't make it. Nope, not going to screw up your wedding day. But anyways. Okay, so do we want to answer a few Bali questions?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. So a few people asked, while I'm pulling them up, but I remember the same question was asked a few times.
Yeah.
Is Bali everything you hoped it would be, essentially? Like, did it live up to your expectations? Did it? Tell me.
This is how I see it. In the beginning, yes, I was so excited to come to Bali. And everything I got here, I'm in a tropical land. I'm in Southeast Asia, never been to Asia. And we were in Canggu. There's great cafes. We're right by the beach. It was ideal. And I still have that memory and love that about Bali. It's, like, super cool. But as we started, like, really living here and seeing different areas of Bali and just how the lifestyle to an extent, not the lifestyle. So lifestyle is great. It's more a sense of you're always a tourist in Bali just because we are Westerners and we don't look the same. So they know immediately that we're tourists. So they treat us like tourists. And sometimes that can become overwhelming, especially when you're trying to enjoy a situation and enjoying
and
a
just
time.
Like frustrating too.
Yeah. And so as we went through our months, month and a half here, I kind of got over, and there's no overwhelmed with how it kind of the tourist role took on. And again, I'm glad that there's more tourists coming in because that's how they make a profit here. That's what Bali is. Bali is a tourist island.
Yeah. It's literally how they make a living. Like they love the fact that tourists come here.
Exactly. So that was the only downfall for me, honestly, to an extent of what the negativity of Bali for me overall, it's a daggone paradise. Like when you're in the right areas at the right time and like being able to see the sunsets here are immaculate. Just like, holy crap. Sometimes the colors just don't make sense. Like where'd they come from? So like there's a lot of beauty behind it. And again, the chill lifestyle, everyone's just chilling. Mm-hmm. For the most part, unless you're in Canggu, and then everyone's building a business, building a platform, building this and that. So if you want to be a hub, save some money, and you want to build something from the ground up, come to Canggu, come to Bali. It's a great spot, honestly. But yeah, overall, love Bali, would highly recommend it. But just understand there are things that might be overwhelming or just too much to handle.
I think kind of going off of that, like, it's almost like the places you go in Bali are absolutely beautiful. There's so many stunning waterfalls, rice fields, beaches. Like, there's so much to do and explore, and it's so beautiful. But it's the getting there that can be annoying. And like you were saying, like, because we talked to someone and they were like, don't quote me, whatever I'm about to say. But basically they like had a friend who like has lived here for years in Bali. But because like Luke said, like white dude with I don't know what color hair, anywhere he goes, like people don't know he's lived here for years. So he looks like he's a tourist. So then it's like he still gets, you know, do you need a ticket? Do you need this? Do you, you know? And he's like, no, like, it's like you constantly are just getting asked questions and do you need help? Do you need this? Do you need this? Do you need this? Even if you like have it already figured out.
Right.
So it's kind of just like the getting there sometimes can be like, I think my biggest thing is Bali, or like my biggest, letdown maybe. And it goes hand in hand with that is, I think Bali is just less peaceful than I thought it'd be.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
It's this beautiful island and there's so many beautiful waterfalls and, you know, like I just said, but it's not as peaceful. It's kind of chaotic. Traffic's
chaotic.
Busy, chaotic. The driving is nuts. So yeah, I think that's, it's not like a, I would not say come to Bali if you're wanting a tropical oasis, quiet, peaceful paradise. That's not what you're going to get. But if you want adventure and you're fine with all that stuff, then absolutely come. And I think, so I think as far as like breathtaking places and stuff, Bali did meet my expectations.
Yes, I agree.
Like every waterfall we went to, every lookout point we went to, every, just all the adventurous things we did, I wasn't really disappointed by anything. Mm-mm. I really don't think I was disappointed by anything. So it's more just like the overall vibe is just was different than what I expected.
Yeah.
But not necessarily in a terrible way, but not in a great way. It was just kind of different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely different.
But like, I mean, we've said like, I loved our time here. I'm so glad we were here.
Same.
For 7 weeks. I'm so glad we did longer time here. I think 1 month would not have felt like enough. 3 months probably would be too much as far as just for us.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like I said, like some people live here for years. They love it. But we just, yeah, we're ready to move on to the next chapter,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it was a good chapter.
Okay, let's see. Next question. Do you research restaurants or just stumble upon them?
In Bali, you stumble upon them. Yeah.
I mean, literally, you can just drive. So Canggu, the area we're in, or anywhere, really anywhere in Bali, like some areas you might research a bit more. But there's like, what, 5 main streets here, maybe, you think?
In Canggu, yeah, I'd say.
That make up Canggu. It's like 5 long main streets. You can just drive down any one of them and you'll have 50 restaurants to choose from
and
that
are
all good vibes.
Yeah. Food's fantastic.
Instagrammable, incredible food. Yeah. I really don't think we had a bad meal in Bali.
I don't think so either.
I'm really trying to think of one that I was
that was terrible. Positive. Bali has banging food.
Yeah, food's amazing here. Someone actually asked about pricing. So let's talk about that, because Bali has the rep of being so cheap. And while there are certain things that are very cheap compared to the US, it really isn't. I think especially being in Canggu.
Yeah.
If you go to other parts of Bali, I guess here's the thing. If you eat at local Bali spots, then yes, the food is so affordable. You're going to pay maybe, let's say...
$60K.
Yeah, so that'd be about...
$4, yeah.
A person. So you could get a meal for like $4, like a nice dinner. Breakfast, you'd probably pay about $3. $3 to $4, okay? But if you're going to these cute cafes in Canggu that are like Instagrammable, a little bit nicer, all this kind of stuff, you're going to pay about $7 for breakfast and probably
12 to 15.
I would say like $14 for dinner.
And it's going up as we've been here.
Yeah. So when you think about it compared to the US, $14 for a yummy pasta and a drink, or $7 for a coffee and French toast, is still very affordable.
Yeah, very affordable.
But
when you're eating out every meal too.
Yeah, but it's definitely, I would say, not as affordable as like people make it seem online, because a lot of people who are like, this is how much I spend in a day in Bali, they're eating at the local
Waroons.
Which are delicious.
Yeah.
But I think most people coming to visit Bali, especially if you're coming for like a vacation. I mean, we were here for almost 2 months and we mostly ate at the nicer cafes just because it is more food. It's more variety. Like the Waroongs are pretty much like local dishes. So it's going to be fried noodles, fried rice, chicken. That's like
pretty much
it.
Yeah.
Whereas,
different variations, of course.
Yeah. Whereas the other these other more westernized cafes, I guess they call it. It's like, omelet, French toast, acai bowl, pasta, pizza.
Yeah. I'm just really interested with all this too, just being in Canggu. And since we've been here, prices have gone up at these places. Pre-COVID, I'm pretty sure they're a lot higher than they are now. And then during COVID, they dropped down. So I'm interested to see in a year to see what Bali looks like. Because even since we've been here, buildings and big resorts and all these things are going up and they're taking down local spots, which is honestly very unfortunate and very sad, because you're taking away from the locals. So that's unfortunate. So I want to see what it looks like in a year to 2 years and see what Bali looks like. I don't think I'd want to come back.
Yeah, because Luke and I were saying, like, I think the big appeal, like, why so many people do choose to come to Bali is because it's this paradise with so many things to explore and it's so affordable. But I'm like, if prices just keep going up and it's really not that much more affordable than somewhere else in the world, why are people, I guess I more so think in the US mindset, because that's where we're from. Why are people going to fly literally across the entire world for somewhere that
is the same price?
Is same price point, and like they could find adventurous things somewhere else. Yeah, I mean, Aruba's way more expensive than Bali.
No doubt. I'm just saying if it got to that point.
Yeah. But it's like, that's why people come. And honestly, like, Bali is such a hub for people wanting to start a business, build a brand, like really so many people here, it's like they quit their job and they come to Bali because it's affordable and they can afford to live here and like live off their savings for maybe a year while they like try to build something.
Yeah.
If prices keep going up, then I really think that the hub for that is going to lower. Yeah. Like it's going to lessen. People are going to find a new hub.
100%. Actually, fun fact, I realized Bali is the most expensive place in Indonesia. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. I was talking to Steve and Vanessa, and they're saying, yeah, like mainland Indonesia is cheaper than it is in Bali.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was surprised too. I didn't ever thought about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is a vacation spot for people.
Yeah. So makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm like, dang.
But yeah, like Luke was saying, I'm definitely interested to see what it's like in a year or two.
That pretty much answers the question.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say like, but, I was going to just give a little bit more pricing for other things.
Okay.
Like, if you get a 60-minute massage, you might pay $7.
Yeah. So that's pretty dope.
So they're really, yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, yeah. So food is still less than the US, but like, not super. I mean, I honestly told Luke, I was like, really, if you think about Lisbon, was probably like $10 for French toast and coffee, whereas Bali, it's like $7. I was like, it's really not that much more.
That's a good point.
You know, we just have to talk about Lisbon every episode.
Always plug Lisbon.
But yeah, but when you get to like massages and stuff like that, then like it's
those
like
services are very a you lot might pay more like affordable.
$7 to $10 for an hour long massage, or if you want to get like a manicure, which then again, it also depends on where you go. You can find like more local spots, or there are a ton of like
bougie salons.
Yeah. Which of course is where I go because I'm bougie. And then what else? Like, activity. Oh, I guess really like to go to, you're going to pay for everything you do in Bali, but like going to a waterfall might cost you
$20K.
Yeah. $20K, which is
$2.
Yeah. Most waterfalls and like attractions you're going to go to, the max we ever paid was $7, at the Heaven's Gates. And then you might pay like, so anywhere from like 50 cents to $7, but most are no more than 50K, which is $3.50.
Like even to go to the beach is prepare to pay. It's like 2K. So it's like nothing, but they'll always make you pay to
park 2K, which is literally
50 cents.
Yeah. 50
if
cents
that,
to park at the beaches. So, yeah, that's kind of a little bit more about pricing. So it definitely is super affordable compared to the US.
Yeah.
I guess villas, I was going to say. Like, you can get a really nice villa for, like, $50 a night.
And that's going up, too, so who knows what happens when y'all come.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, like, our big treehouse we got was, like, $179, which compared to Bali, it's like, woo, this
that's
is our big
super
spin.
Expensive. I was like, dadgum.
But then, LOL, I just booked my hotel for New York when I'm getting waffle. $220,
yeah,
the cheapest hotel
classic
I could find in New York by the airport. And that was with a family and friends discount. Plug, Aunt Eva.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it was like originally $300, and I think I got it for like $220 or something. I'm like, jeez.
Save it where you can, right?
I can say in a glamorous
treehouse
with the coolest view ever, or I can stay at a Hilton Garden Inn at the JFK
in a shoebox room.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's a little bit more about pricing.
What else do we got? Anything else really?
Most people really were asking a lot of questions about the pricing. And then a bunch about was it everything you hoped it'd be kind of thing? Oh, do you wish you would only spend a month, which we talked about timing.
Yeah, no, I think month would have been too quick for what we were wanting to accomplish.
Yeah.
We would have been more rushed than we actually are. Like there's a lot of things we still haven't done or like we realized crap we didn't do.
And here, one more point with that and then we can wrap it up. Because I was going to say like, if you're coming to visit Bali and that's all you're doing is like visiting Bali though, because think about it, we've been having to also like work and catch up on stuff. So that's why we've felt like we've been busy. But if you're not working at all, you could literally go and you obviously won't want to explore every day.
Yeah.
But like you could do so much in Bali in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Let's do this. This wasn't a question, but we're going to do it.
Okay.
Let's for 2 weeks, if someone came for 2 weeks to Bali.
Yes.
What would you say where would you have them go? What parts of Bali?
I would have you go to the Northeast for sure. I'd say Ahmed, just to experience how quiet beach is, but also you're right by Mount Agung. You're right by Mount Batur. So there's like a hike there that you can do.
That's not up in Ahmed.
I said Northeast.
Oh, but then you said Ahmed.
So Ahmed is Northeast.
I know, but Mount Batur is like an hour and a half from Ahmed.
But it's the Northeast. My generalization is the Northeast.
Okay, whatever. Go. Yeah.
So, yeah, I liked it a lot up there. It was really cool. Ahmed, yes, far from Mount Batur, but super cool beach vibe, Mount Batur. And then I would say Uluwatu is pretty cool. Again, that's like a little bit more of a chill beach vibe. Everywhere he goes, beach vibe. Who am I kidding? For the most part.
It's an island.
It's an island. Uluwatu was cool. A lot more chill.
You're really
than
crushing
Canggu.
This.
But yeah, on to you. You go, girl.
That's it.
Well, no, I'm fumbling. So
I feel like we would agree on what we would do. So I would say Uluwatu for what? 3 days?
Yeah.
If you only have 2 weeks.
Oh, I forgot we're talking about in 2 weeks. Sorry. I was just saying my favorite spots.
Yeah. So I would say do Uluwatu for 3 days. Because there's some like cool cliffs. Would you recommend going to the Kekak dance? Or no?
I mean, that was an experience. So if you're there, I'd definitely do it.
Okay. So yeah, at Uluwatu Temple, you can go to the Kekak dance. But there's, just some cool beaches in Uluwatu, some chill beaches. So really, Uluwatu might be like where you kind of have a little bit of chill time if you're going to go.
Yeah.
Like Thomas Beach, very chill. You could rent a beach chair there for the day. And then go see a few cliffs and stuff. And then I would recommend, how long in Canggu? Like 3 days?
Probably.
3 days in Canggu. Maybe get your, this is kind of where you're just going to eat. You might go to a day club.
Yeah.
Eat and drink. And
eat and drink your
go
way
to
through
the
Canggu.
Beach.
Yeah.
3 days in Ubud. Go to some waterfalls. Go to the rice terraces. And then make your way to the Northeast, go to the Heaven's Gates, go to the Overlook, go to the Fishy Place, go up to Ahmed, stay there.
And probably circle back down to
Ubud. And then,
Uba.
Yeah, maybe stop at some of those cool beaches along the coast on your way back down.
But you gotta go to, yeah.
You gotta what?
I was gonna say Ubud and stuff, did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said Uluwatu, Canggu, Ubud, and then the Northeast.
Okay. Yeah.
3, 6, 9, 12.
It's pretty good.
And then your travel days.
Dang.
Yeah. So that would be my recommendation if you came. I will say, too, I want to not stand corrected, but, like, I know we bashed a little bit. Not bashed. We just told our experience. Nusa Penida. So the 1 week we went was a holiday here. So there was so many people.
So many.
Which I think, too, like once now that tourism's opening back up, I think it's starting to get busy and busier. But we had every other person we've met here that went to Nusa Penida absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that we went on the busiest holiday in Asia did not help us.
No, for sure.
So
not.
I don't want to scare people away from Nusa Penida. So maybe add that to your itinerary if you want to go, because
to a different island.
People have talked about how amazing it is.
Yeah.
And if you go early to those places, even better. My friend went at like right after sunrise and said like nobody was there at like the hot spots.
Highly recommend that for sure.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Yeah. That's Bali.
Bali's
We're done.
Coming to a close and
in 12 hours.
Wow.
Less than 12 hours.
Well.
24 hours. Excuse me. Less than 24 hours.
The people are going to listen to this in multiple days from now and we'll be gone.
Yeah, whatever. Friday. We leave on Saturday.
Okay. Just stop. Just stop saying days and times. It means nothing in the podcast world.
That's true.
It means nothing. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And yes, thank we you. Can't wait to catch up with you next week.
In Thailand.
Oh my goodness.
What?
So excited. We're it's like, gonna Phuket, be great.
We're going to Thailand.
Jeez.
But in
I don't even know if that landed. It didn't.
We'll save it for another time.
I got your joke.
Cool, all right.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week and have a great weekend.
We'll catch you on the flipper.
Catch you from Thailand.
Woo!